92.5 XTU. Good morning. It's Andy Summers of the XTU Morning Crew. Dave Cruz.
Good morning, Andy.
So, Dave, you know how to pump your own gas, right?
I do. One of the few things I can do.
Yeah.
And you know how to.
And I do,
right?
Too. Yeah, I mean, since I was young, that was one of my favorite things, right. Actually, because I loved the smell of it, so I would always jump out of the car.
I sadly agree, yeah.
Can you imagine if New Jersey has to pump their own gas, though? I mean,
would that
think
even
about this.
Happen?
It could.
How could they?
It could. All right. This, by the way, is for your tickets to see Zac Brown Band on September 6th, BB&T Pavilion. You've got your tickets, your chance to win them, 215-263-6700. Well, New Jersey just became the latest state to boost its hourly minimum wage to
$15. Right, I saw that, yeah.
Which is tremendous.
Yeah.
Until you realize that there will be repercussions to this, because if businesses now have to pay their employees more money, that means that they're going to have to take some of those things back, or okay. Maybe even cut some of their employees. And there's a thought that
don't
might
say
mean,
it.
Yes,
really?
That there will be no more gas station attendants in New Jersey. Collective gasp. You might have to pump your own gas.
Do New Jerseyans, is that it, know how to pump gas?
I mean, I don't think so. If you grew up in New Jersey, you've never had to do it.
Right. There was a guy that I worked with. He was 25 years old, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't know how to pump gas. And I, you know, kind of like you, I did it since I was young.
Right.
So I'm like, dude, how are you 25 and you don't know how to do this? And he's like, why would I want to? I said, well, you spend half your life in PA working here. He's like, yeah, but the gas is cheaper in New Jersey. I can have someone else do the work.
Right.
I'm like, it makes sense when you put it that way.
It does make sense.
Do you know people that don't know how to do it?
For sure. I remember when I was little, well, I was like 12 years old or so, our across the street neighbors went on vacation and the dad was going to meet them. Like, he was going to fly to North Carolina. Mom was going to drive the kids to North Carolina. And they invited me to go, which I was thrilled about, but then I found out that it's because she didn't know how to pump gas. I was the only one that, so at 12 years old, I'm out there pumping gas
that's
for her on her way
funny.
To North Carolina.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great.
We had a great time. You're welcome, by the way. But, so I mean, I feel like
this might be a new role for you when this happens. You're going to have to just hang out in Jersey, teach people how to pump gas.
I don't know, because I mean, as a Pennsylvanian, I'm really kind of annoyed that they don't. You know what I mean? You're so spoiled over there in New Jersey.
I want to watch the cameras, the security cameras, when people in Jersey have to pump for the very first time, just to see what happens.
It might be dangerous. You know, like
even more reason why I want to watch
everywhere. Yeah, you're right. Stay over here on this side of the river, though.
Good morning.
All right, so we were just talking about New Jersey approving the $15 an hour minimum wage, which sounds fantastic until we realize that. That Oops. Might mean that New Jersey's going to have to pump their own gas.
Yeah, it's so sad because I live in New Jersey.
Oh, man. Do you know how to pump your gas?
I do, yes. I was about, like, 18, and my friends and I went on a road trip to Tennessee. So we kind of didn't have a choice.
So you were all teenagers from New Jersey.
And you just had to learn on the fly?
Yep. We had to ask someone at the gas station.
That's hilarious. Did your parents not think about that ahead of time?
No, I guess not.
Did you cheat and like Google ahead of time how to pump gas?
No, I didn't. I literally just asked someone at the station and they looked at me like I had five heads.
Katie is calling in right now. 215-263-6700, by the way. Good morning, Katie.
Hi, Andy. I actually have a funny story about a New Jersey girl pumping gas. My roommate in college was from Jersey and I took her to learn how to pump gas since we went to school in PA. So I was like, you need to know. When I was showing her, I put on that safety lock for the pump.
Yeah.
And I was like, once it's done, it'll pop down and you take it out and you put it back. Well, in her mind, she thought it was done and pulled it out while the safety lock was still on.
Oh.
So gas is going everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
It was hard. Like, she threw the pump. I, like, had to grab the pump and, like, unlock it. And, you know, I liked the smell of gasoline until that day.
Until it's all over you and your car.
I was extremely flammable the rest of the day.
Oh, my gosh. Katie, thanks so much. That's a great story.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day. Love you guys. Love your show.
215-263-6700. That is crazy
You're
sauce.
Right. It's going to be chaos.
I mean,
chaos.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine there are people that are like well into their adulthood who have never, ever had to pump their own gas.
And you really can't blame them because, gas is less expensive.
It
you
is.
Have someone else do it for you. You can stay in the comfort of your car. Why learn if you don't have to?
Got a great excuse to just get back into New Jersey to get your gas pumped.
But until now.
I know. What are you going to do? 215-263-6700. Good morning, XTU. Missy, what's going on?
I find this hilarious. I'm 44 years old, from Jersey, never once pumped gas ever in my life. My son's grandmother lives in Delaware, so she sends me over to the store, and the gas light comes on, so I have to go get gas. What a fool did I look like? I went in the store, didn't even have a pay. They send me out to the pump. I'm standing there. I'm looking. There's buttons. The obvious. It took me 10, 15 minutes. I'm sure they were in the store watching me laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally, an older lady comes and she helps me pump my gas. hands up to everyone that does pump their gas and know what they're doing.
So funny. Thank you so much, Missy.
You guys have a great day.
Philly's Country Station, 92.5 XTU. Good morning, Tina. We're talking about what if New Jersey has to start pumping their own gas?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle that. I had moved down to Florida a couple years back. And, in Jersey, my whole entire life, born and raised here, I go down to Florida. I pull up at a gas station. I'm waiting. No one's coming out. The gentleman came up next to me. He goes, ma'am, he goes, can I help you with something? And I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to come out to pump my gas. And he goes, you have to pump your own gas. And I looked at him and I was like, what? I said, I'm from Jersey. We don't pump gas.
And you just left the car there and walked away.
No, like actually, he was nice enough and he helped me.
I mean, it's going to be mayhem. Think about it. That first day.
A whole gas station filled with early 40s Tinas.
Right.
Sitting in
their cars.
I am not pumping that gas. We don't pump our own gas in New Jersey.
We don't.
Good for you, Tina. Stand strong.
You're hilarious. Thanks so much for calling, Tina.
Thank you. Have a good day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.